From Chapter 21. The Extraterrestrial Photographed. From Notes in Professor Hernandez Diary for March of 1979. After our lengthy and substantial conversations, Lyo left in me a change, a longing to begin to search into the vastness of the universe which surrounds us. I began to carry my photo camera with me in my automobile. I wanted to have objective proof of her existence, a photograph of her or her ship. I asked her that day in March of 1979, if she would permit me to photograph her. She looked at me, not into my eyes, but directly at my forehead. Immediately in my eyes I felt a vacancy. "Why?" she asked me delicately. "Point. Sweetly. Lyo, if perhaps sometime I would want to give publicity to that which we have talked, if for some reason I would want to transmit the message you have brought me, they are going to ask for proofs."
"Who will ask you that?"
"Well, perhaps the editor, perhaps the people who will read about it. Point. Finally. Professor, when I came down to your world I needed to do it suitably protected, not only for me, but also, for you. Before, decades of years ago, this halo could be seen by simple sight. Because of this, many of the apparitions of my congenerates were taken as divine. I have mentioned this to you before, but now we have overcome this. To get myself around in your terrestrial space, I must be suitably equipped. My anti-magnetic field many times nullifies that which moves in your world with common energy. The battery in your watch, for example, exploded and was destroyed. Your car at times will not start, will not crank, as you say. Imagine what could happen upon taking a photograph. The bulb will not flash. It is useless. I had thought of this many times. Nevertheless, I continued carrying my camera. I never knew when she would return. I had full conviction that it was going to be soon. And finally it occurred. Some days later I came to see her very near Tlatelolco. I saw her in the full light of day, in the fullness of her extraordinary beauty, which I thought was certainly worth the effort of trying to take her photograph. She, upon sensing my intention, took one step back from me, of about a meter, because her body is highly aesthetic and elastic. She advances or walks with great steps with surprising ease. I followed, actuating the camera shutter several times. She stopped not very far away, but I could tell that she advanced a meter or more with each step. She looked at me and smiled, slightly moving her head in the negative. "It will not come out, Professor. Point. And it is not that I have denied you the opportunity to do this. I must descend to your world protected. Without it, if I came close to you with the germs that are brought from space, your people would die. You have no antibodies to repel the germs of space. I have already spoken to you of this. Look into the camera, and I will carefully guard the picture in my portfolios." I fervently desired that someone or something would appear in the photograph. I myself developed the roll of film in my house. This would be no fake. There appeared a being in only the first photograph. I analyzed it carefully. It was, though anthropomorphic, a phantom, luminous, and in proportion greater than Lyo herself. I could not be deluding myself, it was her. Nobody is going to believe this, but myself, yes. I had photographed a luminous halo that surrounded and protected her. My hands trembled. I developed it carefully and studied it before drying and mounting it. I marked the date on it and put it away in safekeeping. There were no images on the rest of the roll of film. It was the only image that appeared and the rest of the film showed no trace. Lyo knew that. Point. That our cameras are really primitive. Point. One might say archaic before their great advances, and only, if they desired it, can they be photographed. I really needed to have a proof. I remained suspended between fear and intrigue. I wanted to demonstrate to myself that she existed. I had jealously guarded for such a long time the secret of our meetings, and it was driving me crazy. I wanted to fill myself with equanimity. I knew that a change was taking place in me, but I myself did not know what confronted me. I tried to explain this to myself through science, but I must admit to being afraid at times. The nights I waited stood out clearly, imprisoned in my own subconscious. I was tied to something I did not understand, which was and is something that could be true or not entirely true. The photograph that I had taken was a form of proof, though not absolute, of that which was real. Point. Though it was only to convince me myself